It's designed for people who have a diagnosis of autism or Asperger syndrome so that they can carry the card, and if when they're out and about they are feeling slightly anxious or they find themselves in difficulty, perhaps they've been involved in an accident or something like that, they can show the card. It gives very sort of general information about the condition and also an emergency contact number for somebody that they trust, so that the person involved can read that card, understand a bit about them, how to communicate with them, and then make contact with somebody else if need be.
What are the main problems that somebody with autism might face in a situation like that that means they need this card?
A lot of people with autism actually say carrying the card in itself helps reduce their anxiety. So when they are out and about, it can be difficult for people, particularly in unfamiliar places. Their levels of anxiety are often much higher because of communication difficulties, because of difficulties with navigation and things like that. And also sensory processing can play a huge part in people's sort of anxiety and worry when they go out. So having a card to help explain their condition, you know, it might be as simple as when they're getting on a bus, if they've got confused about where they need to go or dealing with the money involved, or there's maybe something going on the bus, they can show that card to the bus driver and hopefully it will make somebody understand that there is a person that just needs a little bit more time, a little bit more understanding.
And I guess it's also helping, as you say, everyone else to understand autism and perhaps some of the challenges that those people face.
Absolutely, yeah. Alongside the card, what we're starting to do is offer free training to organisations and services. We're starting tomorrow with the police, and those officers will be trained to understand a little bit more about the condition and how they can best work with people. But equally, you know, we want to be able to help just spread the word. If people just understand that, you know, autism is a lifelong condition, it's a hidden disability, so often you won't be able to tell that a person has a difficulty just by looking at them. So that if people can just understand that a bit more and actually have a bit more time and you know, spend a little bit more time communicating with that person, understanding them, then surely that would be better for everybody.
Because I guess with something like the police, if they were an incident and there was somebody with autism involved, it might seem like they were being, I don't know, difficult or obstructive or not answering the questions that they were asked correctly, but that's all because they find that situation difficult.
Absolutely, you know, I mean, without going into lots of detail, you know, if somebody's struggling to process their surroundings, they're always going to be in a heightened state of anxiety, if you like, if you've been a victim of a crime or you've been in an accident, or even if you're being accused possibly of something. And if you're really struggling to put, you know, all of that information to receive it in the right same way and formulate a response, you know, if the police do understand a little bit more about how best to get the right information out of somebody, then surely that's a good thing. It's not about somebody being above the law, if you like, but it's about helping the police understand that by asking the right questions, by dealing with the person in the right way, then actually they're going to get the information quicker, and hopefully the right information at the right time.